public comment. Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 456231 through 456245 and check number 456247 through 456284, warrants 7269 through 7270 with two journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 456246.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session and executive session for September 9th, 2019.
Move to approve executive session minutes for September 9, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You ready for regular, or you want me to wait?
What's that?
Were you ready for regular, or did you need it?
One more second. I'm ready.
Move to regular session minutes, September 9, 2019.
Second.
Bill, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. BRO soft match update.
Good morning.
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 Over the years, we've done... come on, Brandon.
Good morning.
Over the years, we've done different soft match trades with other counties, one-to-one for soft match for BRO credits, and then some sales. We always present that to the county. That said, it's been a handy tool for the county to be able to move money back and forth and or leverage the dollars that Devin and them spend doing their own work. We're currently submitting everything and have everything submitted for the Coon Creek soft match project, which would be quite a few dollars. We've been approached by Henry County, Missouri, which is Clinton. They're in need of just a little bit of soft match to get a bridge started so they don't lose any money due to the rescission. They're requesting a trade of $10,000 of your soft match balance, which your soft match balance after Coon Creek goes through will be over $1 million, in exchange for $5,000 cash, which they would send you a check. That would that cash would then just return to Roden Bridge, is what typically happens whenever we sell it for cash in every county. For whatever the Roden Bridge funds, how you put those back in, it's kind of your call, but I've seen it all over the place, but it comes back in as regular money, as income. If you're agreeable to it, then we've got a letter prepared, that we will have placed on your letterhead that just says, which I can give you a copy up there, but by signing this letter, the Taney County Commission is offering to trade a sum of $10,000 in soft match credits for a sum of $5,000 in cash from Henry County. And then it just has both sets of commissioners, or has Taney County Commissioner's signature block, then it says, by signing this, we accept this offer, and has Henry County's signature block. If that's agreeable to everybody. Again, it's a $10,000 soft match or $5,000 real money. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
You're saying that came from the amount of dollars we spent on Coon Creek?
Coon Creek and just projects over the years. Whenever the crews do their own work, we're able to save a lot of money up front. But then we're able to count their wages, their fringe benefits, their equipment costs, all that to help get soft match credit, which is fictional money until you go to unlock BRO credits. And so we've used that money that they've earned and say, we can use it to help fund BRO projects and through trades, or we can trade it off for cash and get money back into the county.
And you're saying you have a letter prepared that the presiding commissioner will need to sign?
All three commissioners. We'd like to have all three commissioners sign off on it. It needs to be placed on your letterhead. We've got the digital version of it to the county. We just, before we place anything official on your letterhead or anything, we want to make sure you were agreeable to the terms, and then we would place it on the letterhead, and you would see the final one to sign.
We need a motion.
Honestly, do we want to prepare all that and then vote on it, or do you want to vote on it now and then let it prepare? Do you have that letter?
I've got without the...
Right, I see. Okay.
This would just be placed on your signature.
And I know we've done this in the past, but I don't know. What's that?
That would just be placed on
right.
Your letterhead. Sorry.
I was just thinking we could make the motion and vote it now when they get it. It'd be done.
How much soft match do we have available for you?
Right now, you've got about 200 grand, if I remember right, and within about a month, you'll have over a million.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it's not like we're losing out on.
No. Reality is you're helping out.
Reality is we'll never use it all, so we might as well get actual.
We should still have plenty to do the BRO on the Round Mountain and not be out of money.
Yeah, you've got plenty overall, and then at the same time, this does help out a fellow county. I know it's not a really close county, but Henry County, it benefits them being able to start a project.
Right. For half the upfront cash. move to approve the transfer of soft match credit between Henry County and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You going to have Nikki put that on our letterhead now, or?
Yeah, we'll
run it up. We can come up and sign it a little bit.
Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.
I thought it was 7272.
I think you said this.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably did.
When I said Morris, did you hear what I said?
I thought you said this, but
I thought I did, but
let's go ahead and what do you think she said? Let's go ahead and verify it that way. Let's just redo it. Okay, go back to accounts payable.
Alright, we're gonna move back up to accounts payable.
For clarification, to make sure that when I made the motion to approve the checks and warrants the right numbers, I moved to approve checks number 456231 through 456245 and checks number 456247 through 456284, warrants 7269 through 7272, and two journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sheriff's request for replacement of laptop computers and patrol cars.
Good morning.
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 I don't know if you all got my email, if all of you did or not.
We did.
We have 19 of our laptops that are in the patrol cars that still have not been replaced. We've been replacing them over the last couple of years as they break down, and we replace them with a tablet. the computers that are in there, the Panasonic Toughbooks, and I think it was running like $4,600 or $4,800 a piece. We just couldn't see the need of replacing them with that same one, so we've been replacing them with tablets that they run about $1,200 a piece. We had the IT department look at our current computers that are in the cars. They are unable to upgrade them with the new software that's required since Windows 7 is going out. So that's why we're concerned about the security risk of them, but since they do connect to our records management system, which through the records management system, they also have the Mules computer on for the state.
Is our record management system, is that, that's all, everything's cloud-based now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ITI.
Right. And so then
well,
it doesn't access, I'm
not sure that ITI is cloud-based yet.
I thought that's what we decided to go to. We went, whatever we switched to or from or back to, I thought it was cloud-based, and that way we didn't have to have a server here. So yeah. I guess my question is, are we accessing something on-site here, or are we accessing a cloud through the Mule system and the ITI?
It was supposed to be, my understanding, and I'm not much on can't say for sure, but I think it was supposed to be in cloud-based, but then it wasn't. So I really can't say, for sure.
And I could be wrong about this. I'm not an IT guy, but the reason I'm asking is I think security issues shouldn't be as big a deal if it's on their cloud, because then it'd be their.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Regardless, those tablets are.
They're at their end of life, anyways. Yeah. Right. Like I said, we've replaced probably 13 or 14 of them already that have broke down and unable to repair.
Didn't we? Were those not in the budget for you to do this year?
I put them in the budget for this year, and that's why I sent the email to you. I didn't know if it would be better to do them before the end of the year out of contingency or something, or wait until the budget, or out of the 114 account, or wait until the budget for next year. That's.
But they were budgeted for.
No, not in this. I put them in the new budget. For 2020.
That was his question.
Yes.
Did we want it in the 2020 budget or to come out of
the 2019 budget?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we talked about this last year. I thought that we talked about this at the end of last year.
I don't remember. Don't know.
We did.
Maybe it was whenever you bought the 13 that you've already replaced or something. I was thinking there was some questions about tablets.
I don't know, because I've been buying them out of the civil
other
funds.
Accounts? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's not enough money in the civil funds now. That's the one that's going down.
Yeah, I've been replacing all of our light bars on our cars because they quit making parts for them. So I replaced, whenever we get a new car, we put five new light bars on. Then we scavenge off of those old ones for the ones that are remaining for the rest of the year. And then,
are we still talking about what, when you sent the email, is that not changed, about $22,800 for
the 19? That's an approximate on it, yeah.
You may not know. I think the treasurer probably contacted you, but I think you got an extra $5,168 from a wonderful friend from a lawsuit, Fogle,
right,
that we were not part of, but they...
Right.
Could it be used if... Okay, Ben's... That was unexpected.
That was already designated on some other items, safety items.
Oh, you already knew you were going to get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking $22,800 then?
Yeah.
When I got the email, I checked with our auditor, and treasurer we'd been visiting, because the question was whether it's better for it to come out of the 219 or the 220 budget. Mm-hmm. And the auditor had said 219 because there was going to be many expenses out of the 220 that we were gradually becoming more aware of. And he referenced the 550 account, which is the law enforcement tax, the 8%, mm-hmm. that he thought he did more than think that we would have to pay the bond budget due to out of it in March 1st of April, $1,500,000 some odd thousand dollars.